Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to KPCRadio.com. Today is Monday, April 14th, 2014, and it is noon. I'm your host, Hesnir Azin, and this is East to West Foods, where we talk about ethnic foods in the San Fernando Valley. First of all, I have some great news. East to West Foods has a Facebook and Twitter page. The Facebook page is facebook.com/East to West Foods, and the Twitter account is @East to West Foods. For today's segment, we'll be talking about barbecues. When the word barbecue is said, summer days, a grill, family and friends, and lots of joyous, happy days come to mind. Today, I'd like to introduce you to Bill Kelly of Smokin' Willie's Barbecue Food Truck. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good.
Okay. So, what made you start your food truck?
Smokin' Willie's actually started with my mother cooking barbecue sauce, established in 1969. I worked in the music industry for Warner Brother Records for 26 years, and I've always had a passion for cooking. And everybody that would try our sauce said we should sell it. And so that was the beginning, and we ended up going to market with the sauce. I wrote a grilling cookbook, Smokin' Willie's Guide to Great Grilling. And doing all my food shows and demos, people kept saying we should be selling the food. So I started off with our food truck. It'll be 4 years in May.
Wow, that's 4 years. That's quite some time. And it's 2014, so you started in 2010?
Yes.
Okay. So where are you mainly located?
Smokin' Willie's food truck, we're based out of the San Fernando Valley. Majority of our locations are in the San Fernando Valley, Hollywood. We're in Beverly Hills. We do special events. We go all over the place. We do private parties, catering. We do studio. So we're based out of San Fernando Valley, but we're all over the place.
Okay. So where do you go? What are your hours of operation? How do you pick your locations of where to go every day?
We have a few sets. Locations on Wednesdays, we're in Burbank at Warner Brother Records. And then on Thursdays, we're on Sepulveda Boulevard between Burbank and Oxnard for lunchtime. Then Friday nights, we're usually in Granada Hills for the food truck event on Chatsworth Street. And then unless we have a big event, we're there 2-3 times a month. And those are our set. Then we're on our website, www.smokinwillies.com. We do have a calendar telling our locations, and we do special events. We've got May's a big car show month, so we have we're going to be at the Riverside Car Show at the beginning of May. May 10th we'll be at the Shepherd of the Hills Car Show, and May 31st we'll be at the LAPD Car Show at Warner Center Park, which is a really large. It's the largest car show in the valley. Over 300 cars, 14 food trucks. And it's a lot of fun. Bring the family. Bring friends. It's free to get in, and it's a fun day.
Okay. So what are some of your specialties?
Well, our best seller is pulled pork. We do have sliced tri-tip. We have spicy pulled chicken, classic pulled chicken, Louisiana hot links, all beef meatball. We've got vegan tofu tacos. We do have we have potato, grilled potato and cauliflower tacos that is pretty much becoming a regular because of demand. We don't do ribs and things like that. I do what works best on the truck because of the environment. I do award-winning ribs, but I can't sell, just can't cook them on the truck, and we're limited. So we do what we do best, and that's what we do. We also do grilled cheese sandwiches, and our specialty sandwich is called the Steve Brown. It's sourdough bread with provolone and cheddar cheese, grilled onions, grilled jalapenos, and tri-tip. It's a decadent, messy, it's amazing. It's our wow sandwich.
What is it called again?
It's the Steve Brown. It's a customer, a friend. He's become a good friend of our family friends now, and we also have a Hayes, which he's a producer for the Conan O'Brien show that comes to our truck on Wednesdays. It's a hot link with grilled onions and pulled pork on top with coleslaw. So it's we get all kinds of requests, and when we try it, if it's like we go, oh, this is good, we name it after our customers.
Okay, so you said you came from the music industry and then all of a sudden into the food industry. What made you change?
I had 8 of my 10 departments were outsourced, so I lost my job the American way. It was outsourced and basically was let go. And then I actually got into the mortgage business and saw that crisis coming, and I said, you know, I'm going to do one of my other passions. I've been blessed. I have been blessed to do 3 of my passions in life, my family. My sons work with me on the truck, Matt and Nick. It's a family affair. It's my mom's recipe, so it's a family affair. I got to work in the music industry during the great years, and now my other passion's always been food. I've always cooked, and my mom saw people kept demanding we should bottle it and sell it, and then I wrote a grilling cookbook, and it just evolved to this. Our next step is to work on brick and mortar.
And how did you? What made you want to write your book?
The passion for cooking. People talk about barbecuing, and most people grill. Smoking is hours over indirect heat. Barbecuing is an hour or more, either over direct or indirect heat. And grilling, which is what 95% of people do, is an hour or less using direct or indirect heat. So if you're cooking a steak, a hamburger, a hot dog, you're grilling. If you're cooking ribs for hours, you're barbecuing. So that's basically some of the – it's like a chef would say, oh, I'm going to brine the turkey. Well, in barbecue lingo, you're soaking it. So instead of a crust, we call it a bark. I do, like in the recipes, I do bacon-wrapped scallops, grilled pineapple. We do not just the regular hamburger and hot dogs.
And you said you had grilled tofu. Is that a vegan option? Or
it's a vegan option. We use our Shanghai barbecue sauce, which is vegetarian. The tofu is diced and grilled. We dice up water chestnuts for texture, and we grill it instead of frying it. We put it on the griddle and we grill it to get a crust on it and render a lot of the moisture out. So it's got some texture. It's not just mushy. And then we put our Shanghai sauce, and we also have our side dishes are all vegetarian, our barbecue baked beans and potato salad and coleslaw. And I also make a vegan coleslaw with vegan ace.
Wow. And what is vegan-aise, those who don't know?
Vegan-aise is a vegan option for mayonnaise. There's no egg or dairy products in it.
Okay. So what made you start using a food truck? You could have opened a restaurant as a startup and then after that expanded into a food truck.
Well, there's two reasons. One is financial. It was startup costs were much less. And of course, I started 4 years ago. There was only 30 trucks at the time. So the cost was much less. A lot of restaurants fail because they don't have their systems down and they haven't done their marketing. So I wanted to create my systems. I didn't want to do sawdust on the floor and license plates on the wall my vision is a casual fast food, kind of like Chipotle or Panda Express with, you know, stainless steel and glass. You come in, we make it in front of you and you get out. So, or you sit down and eat. I didn't want to kick you out. In order to succeed, having been in, with Warner Brother Records and been in a Fortune 500 company, I understood what it would take to make it work. And that's our goal. Our next goal is brick and mortar.
Okay. What made you get the idea just to start other than financial wise? What else made you want to have a food truck?
Wow. Let's see. It appealed to me to be able to go to different places, having worked in the entertainment industry, to be able to go on locations, to be able to go to different events. It seemed to make sense to me. Of course, now that I look back at it, I see that there's also a lot of limitations with a food truck. But I love what I do. and I don't recommend it for everybody. Talk to me first before you do it, but it's the service part. The people are amazing. We have a lot of fun with my son, Matt or Nick are out front. You know, we don't like talking down to you through the window. We have somebody out front taking the orders. It's more personable. In fact, when Nick or Matt are not there and I'm out front, they go, well, where's Matt and Nick? You know, like, who am I? You know, chopped liver. But we've created a relationship with our customers. We have fun. It's worked out. It's a demanding job.
Other than barbecue, what other foods does your food truck offer?
Well, we do specialize mostly in barbecue. When you do events, there's always a hamburger truck, there's a hot dog, there's always some people specialize in what they do. We do offer grilled cheeses because I don't want to talk bad about another truck, but we do melt our cheese and we grill it. We don't put butter on it, so we grill it on the griddle so it's crispy. And we do our potato cauliflower tacos sometimes. For special events, I mean, we'll do hot dogs and things for kids. We do birthday parties and things like that. So we can alter our menu for on demand, but I've always subscribed to doing what we do best, and that's barbecue.
Okay. Do you have any deals or coupons? Because I've seen, like, so many places have Groupons just for their meals. Do you have any?
No, but anybody listening comes up to the truck and tells us that you heard us, we'll give you a free taco. You know, we'll give you of your choice. So, you know, mention that you heard us on the radio here, and then we'll take care of you. What we do is our customers get special treatment, our regulars. So we don't have cards or things like that, but we take care of our regulars, and they spread the word. Our growth has come from word of mouth. We do Facebook, we Twitter, we do on the internet website, but the best promotion is word of mouth.
Okay. So you do Facebook and Twitter, but it's mainly word of mouth, you're saying.
Where we're at, if we've got specials, if we've got a special event. I let my sons do a lot of that, so they'll put in some words of wisdom sayings and things like that. But it's basically to get the word out where we're going to be. I'm running around so much. I let my sons do that.
Okay. So when you first started using the food truck, what were some of your challenges?
Oh my gosh. Locations, where to go, promoting what we're going to do, competing with other trucks. It's gas and propane. The cost of food has gone up probably 35% since I've started.
So inflation has
Has hit hard. That's been the constant challenge. And then creating the systems to make sure that we can serve quality. We want to be consistently good and to be able to serve. We serve faster than 90% of the trucks out there because we make to order. We don't cook to order. Our meats are all done at a USDA facility for me. All our time is prepping. So when you go order your sandwich, we're making it. We're not cooking it. And then you don't have to wait 20 minutes to get your order. You're getting it right away.
That's actually a plus for most people who work because getting lunch hours. Lunch hours are important for everyone. They have their personal stuff to do. There's eating. And to fit all of this within 1 hour, it's pretty tough. So
one of the things when I talk to new people who want to join our business, and first thing I say is don't do it, is that you've got to be able to serve 100 people in 1 hour. And that's your goal. Very few trucks can do that. We can. And I understand your lunch hour is precious and you don't want to be standing there waiting for your food. So what we definitely want to get you, but we also want quality, and we don't make anything ahead of time and like a sandwiches and hand them out. We make everything to order.
And you're an author. So what is in your book?
Smokin' Willie's Guide to Great Grilling, which I don't have distribution, so the only way to get it is directly from me, and we sell it on the truck, is I have recipes from bacon-wrapped scallops, fish, ahi tuna, to the regular staples of hot dogs and hamburgers and things like that. I grill vegetables, grill pineapple and fruits, pears. And then I give you a list of ingredients, the instructions to make it, the story behind each recipe. And I also have, since I've had so many years in the music industry, I do suggested listening, kind of paired up with the recipe. So we, the barbecue meatballs started when my sons were young, and I would make them in the crock pot with barbecue sauce for Super Bowl Sunday for the kids. And I'd have to get washcloths and wet them because they would just get all over the place, and they were so good. And I ended up putting them on the truck for their request. And they're all beef meatballs simmered in barbecue sauce, and we put in a hoagie bun a slice of provolone, and you can have grilled onions or jalapenos on there. We offer our grilled onions. We caramelize them for hours, and I put my New Mexico rub on them. They're a food group all their own. I have people asking for cups on the side. They take them home. So it's evolved with stories and recipes and the suggested listening is pretty, like on our bacon-wrapped scallops. I have Love and Happiness by Al Green, Heard It in a Love Song by Marshall Tucker, The Payback by James Brown. So it's like different. I tried to correlate the songs with the recipe. Or when I was writing the book, what actually started, I would listen to music because I had to cook everything. When I cook barbecue, I don't measure with a measuring cup. I would, put this, and like my grandmother and my mother showed me, and we would, so I was listening to music as I would make the recipes over and over again just till I got the ingredients measured properly in there. And so I said, I'm going to incorporate it into the book because it's such a part of it.
And in your recipe book, it says that you have to have the Smokin' Willie's Shanghai barbecue sauce. Can you explain about that?
Well, what I did is the key to my recipes is the spice rubs in our sauces. Our sauces are all natural. There's no high fructose corn syrup or preservatives. So when you go to the store and you look at a bottle of barbecue sauce, the first or second ingredient will be high fructose corn syrup. The problem with high fructose corn syrup is that sugar burns at the lowest temperature. It turns black. And I use brown sugar and molasses, which can take the higher heat. I also tell people not to put barbecue sauce on before you put it on the grill. Try to teach Southern Californians how important spice rubs are. And whether you just put salt and pepper, you buy a pack, or you go online and make your own, you want to coat your hamburger, your chicken, or your steak, or whatever you're grilling or cooking, with this rub and sear it to seal in the juices. Don't use a fork. Don't pierce it. Don't, because that's your precious juices come out. So I like to sear the outside over the direct heat, move it to indirect heat, keep the lid down, and slowly cook it. And I go over all these cooking tips in the book, and that way, and then finish it off with a great barbecue sauce, Smokin' Willie's.
Also, where can we get your barbecue sauces?
We're in negotiations with a manufacturer. We were in Whole Foods. Manufacturer quit doing retail, so I am in negotiations right now. So we're hoping within 2 months to be back into Whole Foods.
How much is it per bottle? How much was it?
It was $5.99. And it was a 19-ounce bottle, but it's thick and rich. The manufacturer said I should thin it out so people would use more of it, but I keep it true to my mom's recipe. She was there at the first time we did the manufacturing, and literally, I'm not making this up, she had a tear in her eye, and she didn't say it was good or bad or anything. She goes, now I don't have to make it for a weekend anymore. So that was her saying we got it.
That's actually a touching moment.
Especially
when it's a mother, because mothers are always important.
Where would we be without moms? We wouldn't.
Yeah, that's true. Other than Southern, do you go down south to like San Diego?
I don't go as far as San Diego. We go to Riverside. We're going to be going to a hospital in Lancaster. With the cost of fuel and driving. To different, and every city has different rules and regulations. And like I have to have a license for Beverly Hills, for Glendale, for Burbank. So that's one of the things I financially, it limits where you can go because every city wants sticks their hand into the back pocket of business.
Especially with licenses, the way you prepare stuff.
Exactly.
And
health departments, I don't really want to go there. But all the regulations and that's another thing that people don't comprehend when they get into this business is all the rules and regulations and the health department. They come on board, you're down for an hour while they inspect. So we've got an A. We got a 97 on our last inspection, and we take it very serious. The mechanic at the lot where we park, where there's over 200 trucks, says we have the cleanest truck on the lot. So I take pride in that.
That's actually, to tell you the truth, having a clean restaurant is what a restaurant food truck. That's what brings in customers.
I agree.
So. What are you seeing in the future of Smokin' Willie's Barbecue?
Well, the sauce is getting into retail is a top priority right now. We are looking at brick and mortar. We just went out to see our friends at Grilla Mall at their new location out there, and I'm trying to meet with them to get some tips and hints. But I've always learned that you ask somebody who's done it before and try to eliminate some of the mistakes you had. Don't be afraid to ask. Sometimes they'll tell you and sometimes they won't. A lot of people like to talk about what they do, so don't be afraid to ask. And that's our goal, is to get the brick and mortar. I'd still like to keep a truck to do the special events and things like that. But I would like to have a kitchen so that I can offer ribs and other things.
Okay. So are you pleased with your progress? If you could do it again, would you change anything? Would you give yourself different advice?
Oh, yes. Hindsight, if I were, wouldn't that be great? I would probably have focused on starting a brick and mortar sooner. That would have been a goal that if I had it to do over again, when I look back, it's a brutal business. It's tough. It's long hours. People see the service part. That's the best part, but it's a lot of work. I have sympathy for those guys out there. It's 120 in the, it was 120 on last Thursday in the truck at the griddle. So it's brutal sometimes.
Yeah. So why would you pick a location in West LA instead of the Valley?
If it's an event, if it's a location where we're going to do something, that's where why we would pick a location. It has to do with sales. If we've gone to locations where we just don't have the sales, we end up not going back. Mm-hmm. And the places we go to, we have our regular customers, and the customers bring us back.
When you first started your business, you started off as a food truck, and now you're building up to going into a restaurant. Where did it come in the middle of opening or starting to manufacture and sell your sauces?
I actually started manufacturing our sauces 7 years ago. We got into Whole Foods, and then the cookbook got me because of when people ask for something, you've got to listen. So people were asking for me to sell my food. And after having published a book and gotten my stuff into the markets, the food truck was the next step for me.
Okay. So how can our listeners come meet you? How can they... What's your media sites and everything? So for our listeners to come and visit you.
Our website is Smokin', Smokin, Willie's, Willies.com. We're working on upgrading our website right now. You can find out where the truck is located. We can talk to you at the truck if we're really busy. We'll get your number, and I will get back to you. I do grilling classes. I do private classes. I do it for groups. We've catered for stars, radio stations. We've done movies and TV shows. Well, actually, the truck has. They don't want us. So the truck's been on The Mentalist and CSI New York and things like that.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, listeners, for tuning in to kpcradio.com. This has been East to West Foods with me, Hasnir Austin. Please tune in next Monday at noon to listen about another restaurant in the San Fernando Valley. Up next is Memory Dump, so keep listening to kpcradio.com.